I just feel like if you say Fort Bort with a Boston accent, it's easier to say.
Fort.
Oh, incredible.
That's insane. I didn't
I'm
even think
not
of
gonna,
that.
that's all I could
Oba.
think of was when you guys were saying it. I was like, well, if you don't say it correctly, it's
Oh man,
very easy to
I'm always on
say.
the lookout for like really good Boston sports names.
You know
So
that
like
Jack Edwards is gonna milk that.
it's never better than Noma Gassiapara, but like
Nothing is better than
it
that.
just you can't get that many like Boston syllables into a name.
No.
Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games. This is the Brews and Bruins podcast. Episode 68? 69?
Wait, what?
68? I don't know what episode it is of season two.
Let me look
I feel
it
like
up.
We gotta know if it's the 69th or not. I am Drew Johnson, your fearless leader tonight. I am with Chris Gear.
It's 68.
Oh, it is. Damn it.
Sorry to kill your buzz like that, man.
We have Chanel Keenan on with us, aka the Kraken Girl, as you go by on Twitter now.
Yep, aka the Kraken Girl.
This is the Brews and Bruins podcast, sponsored by DraftKings, the Hockey Podcast Network podcast, sponsored by DraftKings, presented by Bruins Diehards. Sponsored by DraftKings. The games are underway and DraftKings is bringing you to the podium. DraftKings free to play pools are available every day of the games in Tokyo and offering a free shot at up to $50,000 in total cash prizes. That's up to $50,000 up for grabs. And the best part is it's free to play. DraftKings free to play pools are easy to enter. Just download the DraftKings app, go to pools, and choose from a wide variety of free contests for an opportunity to win cash prizes. All you have to do is answer a handful of questions. Questions will range from medal count to questions specific to the USA team. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the top rated DraftKings app now. And use promo code THPN when you sign up to get your free shot at up to $50,000 in total cash prizes every day of the Olympic Games in Tokyo. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for full details. Chris, what are you drinking?
I believe this is new on the podcast. We'll have to have Lancey check in on that. I've got a Mason Aleworks Checkerboard Red. It's a hazy IPA with Mosaic and Galaxy. It is an 8% IPA. Yeah, and it's it hits you.
You know what's gonna hit you?
First of all, though, tasteability. You can taste it. It's got kind of like a tropical fruit flavor to it. Maybe more of like a guava than a citrus kind of deal. I'm going to give it a 23 for tasteability. Drinkability, like a lot of higher ABV beers, it's definitely sweeter, so it kind of counters that alcohol flavor, and it's not super bitter. But also, you got that high alcohol, so you know it kind of balances out. We'll go 15.
Nice. Chanel, do you have anything? No, I have a Green Fountains IPA from Ten Bends Beer Brewing Company. It's in out of Vermont. I've had this on the podcast before, so you can just text Lancey and ask for my original review and original ratings. Tasteability, it's really hoppy. And they kind of advertise that on the front of the can with what looks about like six dozen hops. Estimate. We should do this as a contest. Like we have a bunch of hops in a jar and like people have to guess how many they are by looking at the outside. So tasteability way up there. gonna go with a 35, and drinkability 7.2% as well. But as stated earlier, it is really hoppy, but it's kind of easy. It's pretty smooth for an IPA, so I'm gonna go with a 25 on drinkability. Oh yeah, I'm hosting, so a lot is happening. What is happening? Where should we start?
I mean, let's start with our guest.
Yeah. Chanel, you were at the expansion draft. You are now a celebrity. So what was that experience like? And just, you take it.
What month comes before July? June? Okay, yeah, June. In June, the last week of June, I was like, what if I ask to come to the expansion draft? Like, is it a really, really bad time to finally go and see all these people that I've been working with for 10 months? Because it's just been such a weird long time. And I was like, it seems like either be a perfect time to come or not a perfect time to come. And because it costs so much to go, I was kind of hoping my boss would tell me to fuck off and stay home. But then when I asked him if I could come, he was like, this would be the perfect time for you to come visit. And I was like, okay. And then a week before I went, I got an email asking if I wanted to do one of the picks. And I was like, sure, like, okay, if I say no to this, I feel like that's absolutely silly, and I did not want to have any regrets, so I said yes, and it was a very interesting and crazy experience. I didn't take any pictures, but every time I looked over at my mom, she was holding her phone up like 5 feet away from her face, taking pictures of literally everything. So I was like, all right, I'll live in the moment and I won't take any pictures, because I was also just so nervous the entire time. I didn't eat all day. The way they told me it was going to happen, it seemed like I was going to have like 30 seconds to say something, and I have like 15 seconds literally of actually speaking, and it wasn't the best, but no one seems to care. They keep just saying how happy they are that I didn't say Panthers, except I'm gonna have a nightmare about it forever. And I just watched the clip back today, only the beginning part, not what I actually said, and I didn't even register that he said Panthers when I was there and when I watched the clip back before. And so now I understand why everybody was so mad. I thought it was like a third person who said it, not that guy. So I was like, and I also know that guy's important, but I can't remember his name or who he is or what he does. So
he's Chris Fowler, and he does like college football stuff, I think.
Okay, I was like, is he hockey? Like, what? But he must just be ESPN, because obviously Dom Moore was Dom Moore. So during my practice, I had a rehearsal, and it was just me at the park with the production team or whatever. And the guy was like, okay, you're going to do your pick with Dominic Moore. And I was like, oh, I know who that is. And he's like, you do? And I was like, yeah, what do you think Dominic Moore is? Like, I was like, I have a Bruins sticker on the back of my chair. How could I forget Bruins legend Dom Moore? I was just like, it just made me laugh, because it's just ridiculous. And then, so there was like ESPN production, and then there was Kraken production, and the Kraken production was someone that I knew, and he was like, oh yeah, Chanel knows her hockey, of course she knows who Dom Moore is. I'm like, the heck. But their production team was really nice. It was just like one of those like backhanded comments, because, well, for many reasons. It could just been because I was a girl, and they were like, how do you know who Dominic Moore is? And I'm like, because of course I know. but yeah, it was so nerve-wracking. I was so nervous. It was really hot in the beginning, and I was wearing long pants essentially. And I thought I was gonna pass out. It was just like ridiculous. And then by the end of it, like once the sun was like covered by the clouds, it was like almost cold. So I was like, what the fuck is going on with the weather here? But yeah, that was insane. And also like coming off of my flight there, like the day before, I was just like, I don't know what I was running on, but it was not sleep. So
excitement.
Yeah, I would have been absolutely terrified, and I probably would have mispronounced Morgan Geeky's name or something.
Yeah, it was weird because obviously that day, you guys know, like everything was leaking like crazy, and before I had practice at 1 o'clock and they were all out by the time, and that's West Coast time. So I said to the production team, like, yeah, I'll pretend like I don't know who I'm announcing when I announce it. They didn't even tell me who I was announcing till I think till we were like actually about to do it. I couldn't remember actually. I think I knew the team and like around what time I was doing it. They didn't tell me like what number either till later. And then I was like, do you know like how far in like I'm going to be doing it? Because like I know my family is going to be watching, but I didn't want to have to make them watch the entire thing. And he was like, yeah, you're going to be like in like the seventh act or something. And I was like, okay. And then he was like, yeah, there's like 28 or something like much longer. And I was like, oh, okay, like the first third of the show, whatever. So it was really interesting. I don't think I'll ever do anything like that ever again, even though it was literally only 2 seconds. I think the outside elements was what really just did it dirty for me, but I know, it was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool seeing you on, I didn't see it live because I was
say, you guys were recording.
We were recording.
I saw Lancey's tweet. I was like, yeah, they were like, don't tell anyone. And then the press release came out like the next day after they told me not to tell anybody. And then I was just like, if people see it, they see it, because I didn't really want people I knew to see it, which did not happen. So many people saw it. but yeah.
No, it was really cool seeing the reaction to you being on TV too. That was just absolutely everywhere on Bruins Twitter. Incredible stuff.
Yeah.
I guess not just Bruins Twitter, hockey Twitter.
Yeah.
Chanel is not limited to Bruins Twitter.
It was not limited to Bruins Twitter at all. And okay, so I saw the video and I commented on your Facebook page because you posted it there. It's just the video. I get you gotta put the Kraken sticker on. You are now part of the Seattle Kraken, like official family there. And so I get it. You gotta replace the Bruins one. But to see it torn up like that afterwards was just not, it definitely struck me.
It was pretty brutal.
And I know it wasn't you tearing it, but
no,
just the symbolism.
So I was there. I waited till the next Monday after. So Monday of this week, we had a party. The whole team, we had a really cool party at a winery. And all the days leading up to it, I was getting shit from everybody about it being there. Once people caught wind of it being there, when my boss visited back in May, I was like, it just spread like wildfire. And then when they saw it in person, it was just so much worse. So I held off as long as I could because I thought someone might finally just bring me one to replace it with. But no, we had to pay for one. So I knew two of my friends that like legitimately were going to enjoy the removal process of it. So I was like, all right, I'll surprise them with it. And they, as you saw in the video, were way too happy to oblige. it was just like, it couldn't have gone funnier if, like, I couldn't release the audio of it. I got a text right away from one of my friends. I was like, hey, I think I say something in the, so can you not post it with sound? I was like, oh, yeah, totally. But you can see the girl who tore it up say, let's go, very clearly, if you're watching her mouth when she tears it. She is a Flyers fan, I think.
Oh, so she took some, like, extra.
That makes a lot of sense.
She took her sweet time doing it. So I have a Flyers fan, a Phillies fan, oh yeah, Philadelphia area fan. Then my other friend's a Penguins. Then I don't think my friend Zach, who put it on, has any other team. If he does, I don't know it.
Just an OG Kraken fan.
Well, he's one of the first employees, so he really is, like,
he was a Metropolitans fan, actually, back in the day.
Yeah. He's 90,000 years old.
He was still waiting for the Sonics to come back.
Yeah, it was so bad. So he was so happy to put it on. It was just like, it was really funny. But yeah, it hurt my heart a little bit too. I didn't realize it was kind of already fucked up. Like, when she took it off, you can see, like, it's already kind of ripped. And I was like, oh, if I knew it was, I mean, I don't see it. So I'm like, if I knew it was, like, looking that bad, I probably would have just got a new one. But what they don't know is I'm probably going to be getting a new chair either this year or early next year. So the sticker may not go on that one too. I don't know. But yeah, they'll have to do something with that one too.
Room for both.
Well, when
you get like
a
decal instead of a sticker for the Bruins.
Right. When I got in that weird Wrap Solutions Brad Marchand like situation I was in February or whatever the fuck that was, that was my idea, was to have them both on there, like Bruins and Kraken, like next to each other and like whatever. But because that has gone absolutely nowhere, which is totally fine with me, because that's totally fine with me. I don't know. I think there's already like some other one on there, but yeah, I'm getting so many comments from home, and this is like not a flex, but it's kind of a flex, because like Thursday last week, Cam Neely's son followed me on Instagram, and when this video went up on my Instagram, he was like, ouch. And I was like, wait a second, first of all, how did you find me? Second of all, how are you talking to me right now? Like, what is happening? But
I showed this to Dom and Dad.
He was literally just like,
Dom and Dad.
I know. I'm
they don't like it.
Great. There goes that connection. Like, can't mend that fence. But it's just been such a crazy time. And even though I'm not drinking, I feel delirious right now, so I apologize to everybody.
So I know you get to like meet a lot of your coworkers, friends that you hadn't met before, but did you get to meet any like random celebrities or anything? I know you were sitting behind Kyle Lewis randomly.
Well, yeah, you knew who I was sitting behind, and like I didn't know who the hell he was. I just knew that he was very handsome in person, and so was the people next to him, and their handler, or the woman they were with, was super nice and super funny, because they were just like just there. I was in something called the Preview Center, which is where season ticket holders, like really like high up season ticket holders, get to pick their seats, and there's this whole like 3D model of the arena in there. I got the whole presentation. It was really cool. But they had a meeting with Jerry Bruckheimer there on Friday or Monday, Friday. Yeah, Friday. And I was there for that. I was not there in the meeting, but I was just like there in the room area that he was in, and he was just like walking around. And I was just like, that's a lot of money walking around in front of me. That is insane. It doesn't make sense. And I wish I could appreciate him the way like a television buff or whatever would, but I was just like, this is just so normal and so weird at the same time. But I think like the I don't know, I think meeting Dave Hacksaw, our coach, was like the most interesting because he was just a dad. Like he was just so normal and like actually had a personality, and so did Jason Botterell. He was really nice, which I feel like is kind of unexpected from him given how sad his life previously was. yeah, I don't know, nothing like crazy. I didn't get to meet any of the guys, which I'm on a really great streak of not meeting an active NHL player.
Me too. Insane streak.
Not a
It's been a
single
while for
one.
me.
Not since Sergei Samson of but he was injured at the time, so was he really active? Like he was on the IR. Like
I think the only even former NHL player I've ever met was Grant Fuhr.
That's crazy.
Johnny Bucyk
Yeah. We've only told that story
grilled me.
50 times.
I want that to be on my gravestone, like in small text. By the way,
Oh, and to be clear, I'm not saying you shouldn't keep telling that story. 50 more
should
times
always
is
tell that
warranted.
story.
It should be on every episode.
I think it's just like the fact that he grilled me a burger. Like, I feel like it should be the other way
It's
around.
very funny,
Yes,
yeah.
it should be the other way around.
Oh man.
I legitimately met David Krejci's small child, like when she was two, and I didn't meet him. And I'm like, this is how it makes sense. This is my life. Like I meet the children, and that's totally fine with me. I think I drove past him once at a camp that they had like 1,000 years ago. Because like I looked at him and he was going into the arena with his like bag. This is when their practice was in Wilmington or whatever. And I looked at him and I was like, why do you look so familiar? And by the time he like left my sideline, I was like, oh, there's David Krejci, you moron. Like, so that's as close as it's gotten for me. I've met the children. I've met the children. Now Cam Neely's son. I've met the children.
She's just meeting the children.
Honestly, it's probably for the best.
I've been
I
in the
didn't get
same
to meet
room.
JT, which is really upsetting for me. But who cares? Lexi wasn't there, and that's all that matters anyways. So
That's I feel like that was something that I wished happened for you, but yeah, I've been in the same room as, or I guess same building, because it was a hockey rink, but same building as Willie O'Ree,
that counts.
which is cool, because like that's being super close to hockey royalty. But he lives in San Diego, and I haven't met him yet, and I feel like that's kind of a loss.
Yeah.
So it wasn't TD Garden, just to be clear. Because
No, it
if
was.
that's the case, I've been in the same room as a lot of active NHL players and just
Yeah.
NHL players in general.
I've been in the same room as Andre Kasha, Shea Theodore, yeah, Josh
Oh yeah.
Manson, if you like that.
Nick Ritchie, have you?
I
He played for
have
Anaheim for a bit.
because I did go to Ducks games. I don't think he was ever on the San Diego Gulls while I was there, but
Bruins legend, Nick Ritchie.
yeah, maybe former. Has he signed anywhere yet? Think that
No.
happened. He was That sucked. He was like
I'm kind
reported
of
to
surprised.
he was reported to have signed with the Bruins yesterday, and then, or maybe it was 2 days. I don't know what day it is. Yeah, it was yesterday, as of this
Today is
recording.
Thursday, we're
Yeah.
recording.
And then I guess the Foligno thing came through, and it was like, well, I don't really have room for two of these.
Speaking of Nick Ritchie, speaking of the Bruins, I know Chanel's a Kraken now, but I know you got some Bruins takes in you. So,
Yeah, I do.
your roots will forever be in Boston. We will not let you forget because we will try to have you on for some reason you come on, even though you're a
I just can't believe you guys keep inviting me back. I think it's your problem, not mine. Because you all say yes.
But we had a listener question from Jess, and I mean, I think it's just like something I kind of wanted to talk about anyway, is just grading their off season in general. I'm going to do it on a scale of 1 to 37, but if you want to use letter grades, you can. But I'd like to get your thoughts first, because I don't have a grade in mind and I have to do it based on
yours, of course. You teed that up, you just, like you knew what you were going
to
say.
Yeah, just putting Chanel on the spot right
now. Give it to me.
Oh, I meant it to Chris equally. I meant okay, to both of you.
Chris, your turn.
Yeah, right Chris, now, go ahead.
Taking everything into consideration is probably like a 17. Yeah, I mean,
out of 37?
Yeah, you get Taylor Hall on good money. You get Mikey Riley on good money. And then you go and just kind of like spend the rest of it on weird shit. Which is kind of how
it's kind of like when you go to the mall.
Yeah, like when I was a kid and like your parents give you a little bit of money to go to the mall and they're like, well, you got to get like you have to get clothes for school and you got to make sure you get like a notebook and stuff. And then like you buy all the cheapest shit and then you go buy a bunch of weird shit with the rest of the money. And that's how you end up with like Eric Halla.
I would honestly give them. I'm going to go John Moore. I'm going to give him a 27. I'm going to go 10 higher. Because
you a big Noshik fan.
Yeah, for sure. No, but seriously, I think their signings, I think it's going to solve the depth scoring, which is really what separated them the past few seasons of not being able to win the cup, either not going deep enough, or you see against St. Louis where that whole postseason depth scoring wasn't 100% there. So I think you solve a lot of that with the players they signed. And I think what would make it a 37 is if they signed Taylor Hall to like 0.5 million, which is impossible. But what would make the grade higher, seriously, is that they would really solve like the problem at defense. They would really like, I still see Mike Riley kind of as a guy that could just be on that middle pair. Like, and I know there wasn't many people available.
I'm confused by what you're saying.
Like, signing an absolute star at D would be sick, but there wasn't really anybody.
You got Matt Grizzly as your top pairing lefty, and you got Mike Riley as your second pairing lefty. I think that's really good.
I think Mike Riley is really good, but I would think with some of that money, they would really try to stack on D because that was also an issue. But they got some depth there. And Mike Riley's.
Depth would have been good, but also you're forgetting they got Vakanainen and Zboril.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of not just like going forward, but for this season. But
I'm good
with what they did. I think they. Did
I don't
good.
Love I'd Forbort, like to... but I think a third pairing of him and Cliffy is going to be fun.
That is going to be fun. And maybe I got a 10-minute warning that our Zoom meeting's gonna end. I can upgrade. What's the upgrade cost? Let's see. That's my rating. Chanel, do you have a rating?
Yeah, you get a 0 because if I knew you had no If you knew you had basic Zoom, I would have posted for you guys, you dummy. So you get a 0 out of 37. I will say this. This is off topic kind of, but I was surprised that we, the Kraken, took Lozon. I was kind of mad about it because I was like, damn, I wish the Bruins had been able to keep Lozon. I thought we were going to take Jake. That's weirding me out. The no Krejci contract yet is weirding me out. He finally gets cool people to play with, and now I'm like, where you at? I want to give them a 25. I feel like I feel comfortable with what they did. I think we still have some things we need to get before I feel super comfortable. I was talking to my friend Lydia yesterday about our goalie signing, and she was kind of freaking out. But I was like, but this way, Tuukka doesn't have to feel super pressured to recover quickly. And like, I feel like that's a little bit up in the air right now as far as his surgery is concerned and everything. And I'm like, I don't want him to rush back here and then for him to get dumped on like he always does by a good chunk of our fan base. So if there's any way to prevent that, that'd be sick. I think obviously it's kind of hard to not get people overpriced. I was really confused that we got Nick Foligno. I thought it was
That's a lot of
cool.
money.
I was like, okay, cool. But then I was like, really? But why can't I'm like so tired, you guys. Why can't I remember his name? The tweet that was like, when the Leafs are trying to decide between Hall and Foligno, and then when we have both Hall and Foligno now, and I was like, you're so right, and that's so
I
funny.
believe that was an Ian McLaren tweet.
I mean, I think it was not Ty Anderson, the other one. You guys know.
There's a lot of other ones between Ian
I know.
McLaren and Ty Anderson.
Oh
There's a
my
very
God.
wide
I'm so
range of
upset that I can't remember his
writers
name.
and
You know,
podcasters. I hope it's Matt Porter.
Pete. It's Pete.
Oh,
Pete
Pete,
Blackburn.
former guest of the
He
pod.
doesn't follow me, so that's why I forgot his name.
He
Sorry,
doesn't
Pete.
follow me either. I don't even think he follows Brews
So
and
rude.
Bruins, to
He
be
follows
honest.
me.
Well, you met
Well,
him in real life,
he
so
didn't
that's.
follow me until after
Oh,
he
I
was on
know,
the
but you have
pod.
a story about meeting him in real life. I'm just
Yeah.
like, hey, I'm the other guy on the podcast. Hey, what's up, Pete Blackburn?
I can't believe I forgot. Sorry, Pete. I know you don't care I exist, but feel bad for forgetting your name. Yeah, anytime we can dump on the lease is a good time. But yeah, I give him a 25. I feel like that's okay. I don't know. I'm glad we have
Yeah,
Carlo
it's
back,
Brandon
but I
Carlo.
can we like get him a new brain, please? I'm like really worried for him.
Yeah, I'm a little
Anyways.
worried too. I guess I would also just say it's incomplete right now because as of this
Absolutely.
moment, you don't have a second line center. I guess the idea is Erik Haula is the third line center if you don't have Krejci and Coyle moves up to the second line, and then you kind of hope his knee injury is better. I don't know. So yeah, if this is it, then that kind of so the team is worse than it was last year.
Yeah, no, you need Krejci to re-sign.
I'm just watching this clock keep going down,
Yeah, it's getting pretty
and
stressful.
I'm asking myself, like, if you make me host, will it go away? Or do we have to start a new one in 5 minutes? Or are we just gonna end in 5 minutes?
Do you want to host the next one, or can I transfer hosts to you so it keeps
I think
going?
you can tran if it if you transfer it and it doesn't stop doing that, then obviously I'll just host the next one because
Yeah, just host the
not to be
next one,
trusted.
I think,
Okay.
because we're recording. I think if I switch hosts, it would
Stop
mess up
laughing,
recording.
Chris. It's not funny. I'm so mad. Why
Honestly,
didn't
the
I
thing
think
is,
of
I
that?
knew that, but I also knew
True.
I had a school account.
Yeah, so
Salem
did I,
State,
but
what's
now I have a
up?
work account. That's
I had I have my school account, so I thought that still worked for a little bit. Like I thought it would get me through the summer. Like I get if they cancel it after
Yeah, they
that,
got
but
you with that.
like I honestly I think I couldn't remember my password, but I tried all my regular ones, you know.
Can't.
I
But
also
maybe
knew
leave
that
some of
they could have
this in
canceled it. I
because
also
it's
knew that
just
Chanel had
pure
a premium
anarchy.
account, but I thought Drew had one too, so
I
He
did. But
did.
I didn't remember and I was panicking. I was like, I am late. I need to just get a link. All right, sign in via Google. Wow.
Yay.
The Rangers just signed Ryan Reeves.
I know.
Or I guess traded for him for a third. That's
So they
something.
signed him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
That's
that
this is like they're just so they got Jared Tenorti, they got
Jared Tenorti and Ryan Reeves,
Barclay Goodrow, Ryan Reeves, and they're trying to just like make an anti Tom Wilson team.
Good, that's sick. That's awesome. I don't care if the Rangers are competitive. If they can beat up Tom Wilson and just have a rivalry with them, like, that's awesome. And it's they so play fun. Each other six times, too, right? Because they're in the same division. Or no, it's only four. It's not six anymore. Right?
Do we care about the Columbus Blue Jackets? Because they just had a signing, too.
No, but what did they do?
But I know they signed Sean Corrali earlier.
Zach Werenski got a six-year extension with them.
Ooh.
With a 9.5 million
age. Matched the Seth Jones one. Yeah. And he's a lot better than Seth Jones, so that's good for them.
Yeah, I just got the Ryan Reeves bound for Big Apple notification, which is what I subscribe to. I subscribe to weird headlines about Ryan Reeves. Alerts me once every...
That makes sense.
I don't know. Every 3 months, there's just something. So, Chris, would we like to do some listener questions, or do we have our own stuff to... Because I feel like it's just going to drag us through the...
We would love to do some listener questions, but I have to go through 20 notifications to get there. because, Drew, you tagged us in... You tagged our account in whatever.
Hey, Gear B&B, are we still recording at Brews and Bruins at 9:30?
So I need to go back and find this. Okay. All right, well, I guess we'll start with Cats. Hi, first-time caller. Should the Bruins have waited to see Jeremy Swayman put up a larger sample size before dealing away their other future starter? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
I like Cam's response to that question.
Aren't you supposed to be the one these we bring these questions to?
That's my answer. No, I think that's fine because... I think the plan is to sign Tuukka if he's healthy and wants to in the second half. And I think they will do that at a 1 year league minimum contract. I honestly think Tuukka would take that because he's not going anywhere. He said he's not going anywhere. He wants to be in Boston because his kids have grown up here and they're in school and they have friends and shit. And he obviously just likes the Boston area. So it's not like a Krejci situation where Krejci is thinking about going back to the Czech Republic. Rask, as far as I know, based on his outward appearance, like, you know, in the media, he was not looking to go back to Finland right now.
Maybe literally that happens said, if one I'm playing day. Anywhere, it's in Boston.
Yeah, exactly. So I think he'd sign a 1 year league minimum because he'd be playing a couple months for the team. Like, I don't even think he comes back in January. I'm thinking it's like late February after the Olympics that he would return. So he's really only playing a handful of months. And if it's a, hey, you're going to get like a real look at, if you're healthy, you're going to get minutes. You're going to probably be our go-to guy unless Swayman or Ullmark are going off at like fucking at a record-breaking pace. And if it's his chance to win the cup, if it's one last time, fucking do it. Even if he's not 100% healthy, if you have the league minimum available in cap space, do it. You have like a fucking Vezina winner on your roster. And if he winds up being healthy and really good, you have a Vezina winner on your roster starting for you. So I'm fine with the signing of Ullmark. I think they'll obviously split the crease. Maybe you lean towards Ullmark and give Swayman some backup minutes and then, or just see them, you know, fight it out in camp. But I'm fine with the signing. I think it's fine to do that at this point.
Yeah. So what I think Kat was alluding to was trading Dan Vladar.
Oh, that's fucking fine. Swayman is better than Vladar and they got Ullmark. Would be my answer.
And what we've talked to Kat about on this podcast, I don't think Kat has any strong feelings about Vladar as a starter. So, yeah, I mean, I think the idea going into the season, if you sign Linus Ullmark, was Vladar as your backup because he didn't have he was waiver exempt. So like you couldn't send him down without putting him through waivers, and someone's going to claim that guy. Obviously if he's worth a third round pick to the Flames. So yeah, I mean, if you want Swayman not playing in the AHL, I don't know. He showed enough last year. I'm like, fine, put him in the NHL. I know I always defer to Kat on stuff like this. And she was saying like, yeah, this guy needs more development time. A full season in the AHL would do that. And, you know, we talked about the adjustment to the adjustment, making sure that like teams have had a full off season to get video on this guy and try to exploit his weaknesses. And it's all going to be about how he adjusts to that. And, you know, if they're splitting the crease, that's totally cool. And that's kind of how the NHL works right now. Like $5 million isn't 70 games starter minutes for Ullmark.
Yeah.
Like that's 1A money. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're splitting it 60-40, that's plenty for Swayman to, you know, get in the groove. And if one of them gets hot, you ride it. So I don't mind it. I think 4 years is a long time for, you know, to give that money to Ullmark when you don't really know what you have there. But on the other hand, you don't really know what you have with Swayman either. So whatever. I don't think that's the worst thing that happened in the offseason.
I forget Chanel. The question at this point, but Chanel, if you have thoughts on
I think that signing made more sense to me than us getting Nick Foligno. Not that I don't love that man, but I'm like, okay, I feel like this feels like a good backup plan if Tuca is not okay, and if, you know, if they can split the load between the two of them, that's great. If he plays more, if he plays 70% of the games and Swayman doesn't, that's totally fine too. I watched an interview with Jeremy in it, and I thought he was just such a cool dude. So I'm like, he seems like he gets it. He seems like if he's not comfortable, he's okay with taking a back seat to whoever else is in front of him. And I think that like when you're, you know, eager to get into this league and you have that opportunity, of course take it. Or if you're not ready to, or you're not feeling it all the way, then that's totally fine too. I think it's just, I forgot we even had Dan Vladar from like at all. Anyways, I didn't know if we had him up with us or if he was going to be in Providence again. I don't know what Providence is working with right now though this season, so that should be
Al Kaiser. There was a Facebook comment in a Bruins group, and they were like, he was like, who the fuck's like gonna be in Providence, basically.
Exactly.
And someone responded, we have a Kaiser guy, and like said his name the right way and then said it the wrong way, like spelt it the wrong way, which is just like Kaiser, K-A-I-S-E-R.
Yeah.
Which is like a word, but not how his name spelled. But I thought it was funny you said it right the first time. And he didn't name anyone else. And I was honestly like, okay, I can't name anyone else, but we have Kaiser and we have the guy we just drafted.
He's not going to be in the AHL.
I know. So I was like, and I feel like there's another guy there somewhere.
There are hundreds of free agent goaltenders you can sign for signed AHL deals. So that's, you can always get a backup AHL goaltender.
I hope Kat makes that call for us.
We can call her right now just to ask, like, right, hey, now. So who's gonna be on the Providence Bruins? And actually, I want to know, as a new affiliate, the Maine Mariners, who are they starting? Really put her goalie knowledge to the test.
So let's move to another great friend of the pod, Patrick Laverty. He had two questions. Let's start with the one that's related to this. If Swayman and Ullmark are playing well when Tuca is ready, what happens then? And I think we kind of addressed that. We'll get this one over with quickly. I think Swayman goes down to the AHL because he's the one who has options, and you ride with Tuca and Ullmark.
Yeah, he's the one you can send down and not put him on waivers. So
unless it's Swayman that's absolutely like
Yeah. And then just
destroying the league.
Yeah. I take up a healthy scratch to have Ullmark, because I still think the Bruins might be having healthy scratches as younger guys like Anton Bleed or something.
I would just not re-sign Tuca if that was happening.
Yeah.
No. Look, you have them all three. You have them all three. Swayman's going off.
Taxi
you have Tuca, but Tuca's injury goes back off, so you call back up Ullmark. Or you don't have to call up Ullmark. You just have
I would say if Swayman hasn't like taken the starting job from Ullmark. And
oh no, I know, well, but I'm saying
I'm not saying anything against you. I'm just saying like to clarify.
No, yeah, I was just
if
saying
Swayman has not taken over the starting job, send him down to the AHL. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But I was just saying in the scenario that he did, and he was sick, nasty, broski, Swayway. Is that the name of the episode? Sick, nasty,
whatever. Sick, nasty, bro, Swayway.
Sick, nasty, broski, Swayway.
Yeah, okay. And then Patrick, the other question is, how do they make Krejci fit with the cap math?
Cap math.
Tampa Bay shit. I don't know.
Yeah, just rig the system.
They have to trade Jake DeBrusk and hopefully get rid of the John Moore and Chris Wagner contracts. I don't see how else you can make it work.
I was gonna say Chris Wagner and like you said DeBrusk, and that's been talk, and I agree with that. And I was gonna say also Chris Wagner maybe, and you said it. So yeah, those two to make room. And I think that makes sense. Put the players they signed. They can afford to trade DeBrusk easily, I think, at this point.
All right, we got Andre Kosh's ghost. That's
spooky. Yeah.
That's Sean Rajat, I believe, emailer dude. The Bruins have like $3. How are they going to manage to add a left-handed D / re-sign Krejci and Rask? Let's address the left-handed D part because we already talked about the other ones.
I think we a little bit said it, which was Riley on that second pair. I think they have what they have at this point on D. I don't think they're going any further. I think based on the contract they signed Riley to is a really good deal. If he had remained that second pair left defenseman, and it looks like after free agency, that's what they're going to do. They're not going to do anything else. They signed Forsbrand or whatever.
Forsbrand.
I don't know who the fuck is
Derek Forbort.
Forbort.
It's a very awkward name. I think
that's his nickname now. Forsbrand.
So back before I wrote for the Hockey Writers, I was the hockey writer for like my college buddy's blog. Like he decided like, hey, let's all just like write articles about sports and we'll be like a new thing. You know what everyone was doing around like 2013, and they didn't have anybody to write hockey, and I was like, sure, whatever. And I wrote an article that was like the best and worst names in all of hockey, and I put Derek Forbort's name on there because it's just so awkward to say. Forbort.
Yeah, I think what the Bruins have signed is what they're going to sign on D. This is your defensive core. Trade deadline moves can further solve that, but doesn't work. But Mike Riley's a capable second pair guy.
Chanel, you got anything to add?
I just feel like if you say Forbort with a Boston accent, it's easier to say.
Oh, boy. Oh, incredible.
That's insane. I didn't even think of that.
That's all Oba. I could think of was when you guys were saying it. I was like, well, we don't say it correctly.
I'm always on the lookout for like really good Boston sports names.
You know that, so, like, Jack Edwards is gonna milk that.
It's never better than Noma Gassiapara, but you can't get that many like Boston syllables into a name. No. But Derek Forbort is gonna be pretty good.
Am I lying or like am I crazy?
Well, I mean, we're gonna hear Brick say that name a lot.
Yeah,
it's gonna be great.
Good luck to him. I feel like it's gonna start out the way it was supposed to be said, and then eventually get there. And by eventually, I mean game two.
I was thinking
in the lineup.
I was thinking that, like, Jack Edwards would say it at one point, kind of just like not mocking, but, you know, just like in, like faking a Boston accent. Yeah. But you're right. Brickley is going to say it all the fucking time.
The only way Brick can say things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so on that note, we'll move to Big Tuna at J_Kilburn66. Thoughts on Forbert 4x3x3 somehow being better than Suter 4x3.65. If it's win now mode, as Sweeney says, I feel Suter was the better option. One more year on that deal shouldn't be prohibitive when you consider this team won't be very good in 4 years anyhow. Yeah, I mean, I think Suter is a better hockey player right now, but obviously Sweeney and co were thinking, you know, we need to get some more physicality going on in our depth, like bottom six and bottom pairing. So I understand where they were at making that signing. And I do think Suter's a better player, but, you know, once again, if you're going to sign Nick Foligno for 3.8 at 33 years old, like, what, I don't know why you want to sign Ryan Suter for 4 years at 3.65 when he's 38 or whatever.
Yeah, I think something the Bruins are also looking at with that deal, it's a little bit of insurance, because I think Forbrand is is gonna be, or Fallbot is
the brand
be, for the brand. I think he'll still be with this team maybe a little down the line, like as that like six pair, because right now you see, like, a couple of years ago we thought like the future of this D was so bright. We had Lazon, we had Zaboral, we had Vakanainen, and it's like those guys were going to look in to be in the top two pairs there, but now it's really uncertain. You could see them in the bottom pair now, and Lazon is obviously now with Chanel. Chanel took Lazon from us, even though you said you were disappointed, but I still think it was your idea. You put the bug in their ear. But anyway, Chanel, also their Boston Bruins scout. Yeah, I think that's probably part of the reason, because I think the Bruins are still trying. They're thinking a little bit ahead. You know, they still want to be competitive down the road. The Bruins aren't the kind of franchise that is just going to be like, all right, we're going to go into full rebuild. I think they're going to, you know, still try to stay a playoff team or whatever. So I think that's some insurance. I don't know how big of a difference really would be. I don't think Suter's going to win you the cup or anything. I don't think he's going to be the absolute difference maker. Maybe veteran presence, but
at this point in his career, he's pretty much just an offensive defenseman. And it'd be really weird to have, like, I know Grizz and Riley are kind of two-way guys, but they're also more focused on the offensive side.
Yeah.
So it'd be weird to have just like all the way down the left side, just like offensive dudes. And
yeah, I think Fobot. He's kind of a replacement on the PK too for what Lazon was kind of soaking up there. And Kevin Miller for that matter. You need just kind of a defensive defenseman to take on that role on the second PK unit. Any other takes on Fobot? or anything else at this juncture?
Ryan Suter just doesn't sound the same. Like, you can still Boston it, but you can't. Not the way you can say Fobot.
Suter. Yeah, I mean, it's Suter. Just not, it's not quite.
Ryan Suter just doesn't, not, it doesn't hit the same, you know? I think that's really what was happening in the war room. Like, Cam was like, nah.
Hey, have you seen that slap basically shot from Suda? I like to call him Suda the Shooter.
Like, no.
All right, Ryjack asks, where are my car keys? Check the freezer, dude.
Check your car. Maybe you locked him in there. Maybe it's a really, really bad day.
And hilariously, S. Bonzi at S. Bonzi JT Sports replied to that tweet and said, do you think steroid tainted guys like Clemens and Bonds should make the Hall of Fame? Yeah.
Hall of Fame is it's a club. It's not like a fucking actual thing in a lot of sports. It's really just a club.
It's very weird. Like
you were good.
It's so gatekept. It's very weird. In the NHL, like it has such a weird, I forget who it was, but like the NHL, some guy died. And then like after 30 years of being on the ballot, like the year after he died, he got in the Hall of Fame. Like, what are we doing? Like either he was good enough or he wasn't. I don't know. I mean, I think Clemens and Bonds, two of the greatest players ever to play baseball, like they belong in the Hall of Fame. I think Pete Rose belongs in the Hall of Fame. I don't care what they did or didn't do, like the sanctity of the game. That shit doesn't matter to me. Like, how fucking awesome were they is what I care about. And especially Barry Bonds had some of the just wildest numbers of anybody.
It's hard to believe that steroids was all of that.
Yeah, I mean, he was on track to be a Hall of Famer even before he started taking steroids. So,
exactly.
Okay, Richie Flores, roommate of Cat Silverman and co-host of Sporty with Corey and Richie.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, and Izzy, as if she was like a separate roommate that they have.
I mean, kind of. I don't think she pays rent, but
she makes rent harder to pay, I'm sure.
The THPN Coyotes podcast, Sporty with Corey and Richie. You can only drink one beer for the rest of your life. Non-alcoholic O'Doul's or non-alcoholic Heineken. Thank you. Go Heineken. Ahead, Drew.
Heineken, because I have a special connection with Heineken. Heineken grilled a burger for me one time at Bruins season to get older, but no. maybe Heineken was a sponsor. No, it was probably Bud Light. But anyway, Miller Light. All right, note to Drew, strike that. You gotta bleep that out. My special connection to Heineken, it was always that beer that was there, and I was like, yeah, sure, I'll have a Heineken, you know. Like, I don't like a lot of like my macro brews, you know, but Heineken's always kind of just been one of those. It's like, all right, I'll turn to this. Sure. If I have an option of like three of those macro brews, it'd be like, oh, Heineken's probably one of the better ones. And they're one of the ones I'm drawn to compared to like a Bud Light or something. I don't like Bud Light. So
Chanel, you got any fire takes on this? All right. For me, I think I'd go with Heineken. I've never had either of them, so I don't know.
I've had O'Doul's thinking it was an actual beer one time.
What did it taste like? What would you
what a is beer? It was a little easier drinking because it's basically like they don't like replace the alcohol with more beerness. It's just like more water. So
okay.
But it tasted like a beer would, because I think most of a beer taste masks the alcohol taste. It's just like, you know,
I feel like I would probably go with Heineken because that's a familiar flavor. I wouldn't want to take my chances with O'Doul's because I don't know what it is, but
I've never had the Heineken non-alcoholic one.
The reason why Heineken tastes like it does is because they put it in a green bottle and import it from the Netherlands.
Yeah.
So,
dude, the green bottle is really what sets it apart. Like, what beer? What? Rolling Rock goes with green.
Rolling Rock is green as well. And so, like, over the course of shipping and everything, it gets kind of skunked, and so that's the distinct flavor of Heineken, and also nice. Kind of what happens to Corona because it's clear bottles.
Yeah.
You would notice that those two beers have similar flavors.
I'm drinking. I just drank Corona. I need another.
It's not to me. It's not an offensive flavor. It's a lot of people don't like it, but
I like how you used offensive.
It's not offensive.
I didn't feel attacked.
A lot of people don't like it, and I'm not like the biggest fan, but at least it would be a familiar flavor, and I would I feel like I wouldn't hate it. Also, I feel like if I could only drink two beers for the rest, like one of two types of beers for the rest of my life, and they were both non-alcoholic, I would probably just stop drinking beer.
Switch to Friday shots only.
Yeah.
Should I grab another beer?
I mean, that's the end of the questions. If you guys want to keep chatting about everything else, that's fine.
Well, are we going to?
I'll leave that up to Chanel.
Yeah.
We're the ones wasting her time.
Yeah.
I was just trying to think if I had any other funny stories to tell from my trip, but I really don't think I do. So apparently, your guys' favorite former boss, current boss, the Flying Oar.
Ooh.
Current. Supposed to schedule a little Zoom night for us at some point for the gang to get together. So you can hear me repeat a lot of what I told you tonight. So
yeah, it's been a while since we've had definitely don't a have full to show on up roasting. So
I know. I haven't talked to him in so long. I feel like it might just be like a roast of Nick Godin that night. So buy your tickets now.
If I am at work, I will tune in just to hear you roast him. I will appear from Bertucci's and just be like, all right, I'm making a pizza right now, but I need to listen to this roast.
So I'm like a few hundred words into my first Bruins Diehards article in maybe like a year. Space Jam's hot in the street, so I need to follow through on that article.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to Brews and Bruins episode, unfortunately not 69, but 68. But hey, we have a big episode scheduled for next week too. So
it's we're going back to back.
We're going back to back with
who's next week?
Hockey celebrities. We'll get to that in a second. Thank you for listening.
We'll tell Chanel after this recording's over.
And you will know on Tuesday. So goodbye.
That is fair. I don't like...